brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. One more time in Acts chapter 11 with Barnabas. In verse 30, at the very end of the chapter, we see that a famine has been prophesied. And so it says that the disciples, this is in Antioch, the disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas and Saul are tasked with taking this monetary gift to help the poorer famine-stricken people in Judea, the Christians in Judea. What do we learn about the character of Barnabas here? Well, the first thing I would say is something that's implied, at least for me. In Acts chapter 4, we see Barnabas taking initiative to sell a field and give the money to the apostles so it can be distributed to needy Christians. I suspect that Barnabas's example is famous in this area, but also there's something that he lives. And presumably he's lived this in Antioch and taught this kind of principle in Antioch of meeting other people's needs where you can. So the church in Antioch, when they hear about the needs in Jerusalem and Judea, they say, look, we can help. We know Barnabas has this on his heart. We think that's a good thing. Let's have it on our hearts. So Barnabas's character and spirituality have influenced the church around him. That's the first thing that I would see here in verses 29 and 30. The second thing is courage. To carry this amount of money on a long journey in those days was not terribly safe. And so to do that demonstrates courage. He's willing to take a risk. And thirdly, there's an interesting thing here for me that he's willing to be sent. He is, I would have thought, really effectively the big cheese up in Antioch. He could easily have delegated this, Saul, you do it, or somebody else, you do it. But they want him to go. They send him. This they did, sending their gift by to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. It looks like they said, look, we want you to go, Barnabas. Again, they trust him and he's willing to go. He's willing to serve. I mean, perhaps his main gift, you'd have thought right here, is to preach and teach some more. It's been going so well. But they say, no, you're the person to take this gift to Judea. And so he says, okay, I will do that. Me and Saul, off we go. And of course, God has other means behind this that we don't always see at the time. But I love his humble spirit there. So in this section of chapter 11, what do you like about Barnabas? What do you find inspiring about him? What do you find perhaps challenging about him? What do you learn from brilliant Barnabas here at the end of chapter 11? So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.